broadcast room of the Geek Gala HQ. There are assembled Charlotte, North Carolina's four okayest geeks, created by the cosmic legends of their own mind. Starnslord, the Giddy Geeker, Carol the Cat, Tipples Tannenbaum. Their mission, to support local, to discuss all things geek, and to serve all fankind. They are the Guardians of the Geekery, the official podcast of the Charlotte Geeks.
Hello, hello, hello.
We're back.
We are back.
Oh my God, and we're actually sitting at microphones rather than in a car with
you're not gonna hear
terrible, terrible audio. But hey, that was a good play, so you should listen to that one anyway.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not that long either, so
no.
Yeah,
by the time you hear it, it will be too late. But
true, but
oh no,
but you can,
if you
can
want to continue to see plays like that.
Yeah, yes. You have to support. We're going to throw a plug out to the Actors Theater of Charlotte,
real quick. And they will take your money.
Yes.
Well, anytime, because they need it.
Yeah, they have a 100-day transition period where they're trying to raise $200,000, and as of today, which is February 12th.
Oh my God, I missed two 12th. Cons.
I've got plenty of time to edit. I love it.
As of today, which is February 12th, they have raised about $71,000. So I know they're still in need of your money. And that's just to, you know, the thing is that they're now solvent. The problem is that they're trying to recover from when they didn't have a space and they went through, you know, paying for all those renovations for a space that ended up not working out.
Yeah.
So they, you know, they used all that money that they were saving to invest in a space, and then the space didn't work out. So, you know, they just need a hand. And if you want to keep, and it's not just them, you know, any local arts theater group or whatever is going to need support. So,
yes.
But, you know, for me, for my 50th birthday, this year on April, I'm asking for people to consider maybe giving $10.
You told me you were 23.
I never did.
Okay.
You told me.
She also said she was a virgin. Did you believe that too?
Well, technically, see now, like all the Lego users aren't going to listen because
I used a word. I didn't say anything terrible.
But I was going to go to the bad place.
No, you're not.
Don't go to the bad place.
Okay.
That's not why we're here. So, we're not here to go to the bad
basically,
place.
Basically, let's keep this G-rated.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying really hard.
Okay, we're going to keep it G-rated from now on.
There
was a slight slip into PG.
Sorry.
We, of course, meant virgin Lego builders.
That's
people
right.
have never built
stop
Legos.
Stop saying the word. Just stop saying the word. Just stop.
People who have never actually stepped on a Lego. Those are.
Oh,
that just hurts me in my head without anything.
Yeah, the only downfall of a Lego is when you step on it in the middle of the night.
So we have a guest, and our guest is.
And I've tried three times to introduce him, but people keep talking, including myself. So Kyle Peckham is here.
Woo!
Did I say that correctly?
Yes, yes, you did.
Sweet.
Okay. And he is from NC Lug, aka the North Carolina Lego User Group. So congratulations and welcome. Yay!
Yay!
Welcome to the show.
Yep. Golf clap. Okay. So thank you, Kyle. You have come quite a distance to talk to us, but the Lego User Group actually is around here. Mm-hmm. And one of the fun things is you're going to be at Muggles Market too, showing off and demonstrating all sorts of Lego things. So we are very excited about that.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to the event. We've got a central Slack group that we use to communicate and everything like that. And I've had at least three or four of the local members asking and everything. And funny story, one of them actually took his kids and went down to the venue with all the stuff from last year. And he goes down and he's like, wait, I thought the event was this weekend. What's going on?
Oh.
And he messages the group. And I said, I had to reschedule the podcast and everything. And he goes, oh, wait, that was last year. Oh, I didn't read that.
Oh, that's right. Contagion was.
Oh, he went to the Queen City
I think
Sports
he went
Complex.
Last
year. Oh my goodness. We're so sorry. So, please come back.
No, don't worry. Everyone got a really good laugh of it on the forums and everything like that. So, we're all really looking forward to it and everything. We cannot wait.
So tell us a little bit about the NC LEGO user group, and then if you want to transition a little into what you're going to have at the Muggles Market for them to look at. So,
all right,
we know.
So I'll just kind of start this out by explaining what a LUG is. So basically, the LEGO group as a company has these things that where fans can get together, and if you get enough support and everything like that, enough people, you have enough meetings and everything, you can kind of go through the corporate paperwork and you can get your group, like your fan club, as what's called a registered LUG. So basically, our group is big enough and we have enough meetings, we do enough events that we actually get what's called LUG support from, like, straight from LEGO. So they will give us sets. We get this thing called LUG bulk that is, like, we can go in and we can order bulk pieces, you know, oh, you want 1,000 of this or you want 3,000 of this, and we can basically get them at, like, not bargain bin prices, but cheaper than what you could get them on, like, the secondhand market or anything like that. So basically, just being a LUG is just it's a LEGO supported fan group now. And NC LUG is based out in Raleigh. We've got members all across the state. Kind of just the way that North Carolina has fallen, there's kind of just three central areas. You've got you've got Raleigh, Durham, like the whole triangle, kind of Greensboro is covered under that.
Okay.
Charlotte and surrounding area. We have our group, and then there's also a group up in the mountains. Just because we have a very large state, we have subchapters. There's, I believe it's Asheville. I could be wrong, but it's called WNC LUG, so Western North
That's
Carolina.
That's probably Asheville, because Western North Carolina state is in Asheville.
I think you're right. But those guys are getting together. They've done a couple of events and everything. We had our group here in Charlotte. We were called CNC LUG, Charlotte, North Carolina LEGO Users Group. And then the Raleigh group is just NC LUG because they do the bulk of the support and everything. And then we've got some other members out on the coast, like in Wilmington and everything like that, which there's a really awesome train builder out there named Scott Royce. Just a little shout out for him. But,
hi, Scott.
Choo-choo.
But it's absolutely awesome.
How did you get involved in NC LUG?
So I actually I had started posting LEGO stuff online, didn't really know anything about anything, and just was kind of just random whatever, and then I'm kicking around at the LEGO store in Concord Mills one night. This was when I was about 17 years old, I think.
Which was like 2 years ago.
No, not that. Well, maybe.
He's a very young looking face.
So for anyone who's listening, I'm 23 years old. But anyway, so back when I was in high school, I was just in the right place in the right time. I got told, hey, there's a group that meets here at the Concord Mills LEGO store every, you know, like the first Tuesday of every month, I think it was. Oh. And I'm like, oh, this sounds cool. So I went to a meeting. I got to meet a lot of people there, and well, turns out I was the youngest one there. Oh. And everyone's like, oh, you're a teenager. Oh, and you still mess with LEGO? Oh, that's a passing fad. You're not going to stay in the group for long. Here I am. I've seen a lot of those people who doubted me leave. So real life gets in the way and everything like that. So, I mean, first and foremost, it's a fan group, and it's absolutely fantastic. But yeah, we all got to know each other from just meeting every month. Some of my closest friends right now I actually met through the group and everything like that. It's really it's a big family.
Yeah.
Cool. So did you always love Legos, or just was this like something that you actually stumbled into when you were a teenager? Or
I kind of stumbled back into it. When I was a kid, I was into the Bionicle line, which was like Lego's take on action figures and everything like that. And like you could build them all. It was kind of like the Marvel Hero Clicks, if you remember those.
Yeah.
Or Hero Smashers, whatever they were called. I got into that, you know, and I had a bucket of Lego when I was a kid and everything like that. I, you know, you build a rainbow colored car or a plane or something like that. Oh, hey, I built a building. I got a construction guy that's flying the building.
Yeah.
You know, it was that sort of thing when I was a kid. I didn't really get into it until I realized, because I've always been a Star Wars fan since I was a kid, and I can thank that to my father. He ended up we had the original trilogy on VHS, and I actually wore out two or three of the VHS sets when I was a kid. So. Cool. When I ended up learning that Lego made a Star Wars line, like, where has this been my entire life? And that was roughly, I think, 12 or 13 years ago. So when I was about 10, 11, I kind of got back into it. Whatever money I had kind of went to buying that. And coming up through high school and everything, I got picked on for, like, that's dumb. That's dumb. You still play with kids' toys. Oh. And here I am all these years later. Now it's super popular. You got Lego Masters on TV. Right. You've got multiple movies and everything. And it's just like, oh, I'm glad I stuck with that. This is a fun hobby. I'm really glad I stuck through it. But yeah, I didn't really get heavy into doing this stuff until I realized that there were other people doing it. I thought it was just me. You know, I'm a 16-year-old who's still building things with Lego. You know, I'm building spaceships from Star Wars. I'm building cars. I'm building buildings. Whatever. And the cool thing was I ended up joining this one website, and this site's been. Unfortunately, its heyday was about 2010 to 2012. A site called Mock Pages, and Mock is MOC, my own creation. That's a slang term in the Lego community. I can go over some of that too later on. But anyway, this was a fan created website, or a guy who actually worked with Lego had. Just on his own time created this website where other like-minded people could join the website, upload pictures of their creations. And so you got, it was the first, it wasn't necessarily the first place online that all of these people were able to congregate and get to meet each other, but it was the first one that hit super popularly. Okay. I mean, there's always been forums and everything like that, This was the first one that was Lego centric. And, there was a couple of site redesigns and everything. And then the community just as, it's kind of one of those things where as time has went on and as the internet has evolved, people went to other websites. I ended up moving from this site Mock Pages to photo sharing site Flickr, which some of you are probably familiar with, but little did I know there was a Lego community and on this very strange photo sharing website. So I joined that and got to meet a lot of cool people. There's conventions for this stuff. I mean, similar to a Comic-Con, you can go to Brick Fair, you can go to Brick Universe. There's Brick Fest. There's so many. But I ended up learning that hey, I'm not the only one doing this. Kind of followed the shifts in the community. Like, oh, hey, everyone's moving to this website. Everyone's moving to the other website.
Okay.
And after that, just kind of, and it was fun. I kind of stopped posting online, but I stayed active in the local community, and that's kind of where I'm at now. I'm just now starting to get back into the online thing, which that takes a lot of time. But the local community has been absolutely fantastic with it. And just since I started I know you guys probably want to segue into the next thing, but I'll make this story short. So I didn't get bit by the Comic-Con bug until it was NC Comic-Con in Durham in 2014. That was my very first convention. We were displaying with the Lego group. And so I went up there with a friend. We put our stuff on the table for one day. We got passes to go to a convention, and I'm sitting there looking around at all these geeks and nerds. I'm like, I found my people. This is my very first convention. I'm like, whoa, this is great. So, I mean, I had overload, and it was absolutely hilarious. But I get bit by the bug. I started doing more Comic-Con stuff, and I started doing more Lego stuff alongside that. I've gotten to meet a lot of great people. You guys, I was like, you guys included.
Yay! We're included.
Checks in the mail.
People.
Yes.
Yeah. We met you at Imagicon, which was held at Imaginon. You had set up there, and then you came up and said, hey, we're the Lego group. And I'm like, hey, come talk to me later. But then we kept running into each other, so it was really kind of fun because we got to know each other. And you love Legos, but you're also into cosplay.
So, didn't mean to move the mic. How far in depth do you want me to go on that?
Well, I would just say that you're one of the best Beast Boys I've ever seen. So.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. Thank you. So if anyone has seen me around, I generally cosplay as Beast Boy from the Teen Titans. I have a couple of different versions of him and everything. So older comic fans might know him as Changeling. I have like the old school Changeling. I've got... you know, newer Beast Boy. I've got one from the live. I've got a costume for the live action one, Titans, that came out on DC Universe.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of runs the gamut. It's just one of those things. I grew up with the character. I just kind of he made all the same crappy jokes that I did growing up. Never took anything seriously. Kind of the same exact personality that I had. And.
And you're both green, which I think is really
helpful.
Yeah. That's really helpful.
How do you maintain that glow, that green glow?
A lot of Jello, or what's
the sugar? Yeah. See, the key to that is radium.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I found this stash out in the desert one day.
Was it Lego shaped?
I mean, maybe so. I don't know. All I know is that it tastes good.
Oh, my God. Have you ever thought about doing a Lego cosplay?
Actually have.
Cool.
I did this back at... I have some pictures somewhere. It's been a long time. This is when I was still building armor out of cardboard, and it was I was in high school. It was like whatever I could get my hands on, and you know, I was like I'm at work. Oh, you're throwing out that gigantic box that a refrigerator came in. I'm taking that home. I ended up. I did a character from the Bionicle series. It was the Toa of Light. I have pictures and everything. I think I still have the mask. That's the only thing I still have. But I ended up doing that one two or three times until it fell apart. And been meaning to get around and maybe do another Lego character because they've done a lot more. You know, it's not just, oh, hey, there's just these little things, you know, from this... When I did this costume, this was before the Lego movie came out. And
now everything's Lego.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's like, ooh, Lego Batman. We got Lego Star Wars. You've got the Ninjago. There's multiple TV shows. There's spinoffs everywhere. It's absolutely amazing. You know, it's like Lego has, like, they just made a Friends set. They've done The Big Bang Theory. They've done Doctor Who. They've done all sorts of things. And it's like, oh, that would be really cool. I could take that. It's like, oh, I could take that character who is just a regular person, but as a Lego character, that'd be cool. I've seen a lot of people do that, or they take the Lego characters like from the movies and they do like a humanized version of that. You know, it's the same costume and everything. One of my favorite ones I remember seeing, friend, this is someone I had known through the online community, ended up meeting them. His name escapes me. It was his wife who ended up doing this. She did Wild Style from the Lego movie.
Oh, my gosh.
That was Lucy, the one who had the black the black jumpsuit with the pinstripes and everything on it. And it was just – she looked exactly like the character. It was just –
wow.
And she was at a convention with it and just seeing how the kids were coming up to her and everything. Aww. And she's in character and everything. And that's the same thing that I do with the Beast Boy and everything
that.
And like I do, cause I've got a big heart. I go out and I do charity events, everything with it. So, you know, someone needs a Beast Boy or something there, or just random superhero appearance. Hey, I'll go out there. I'll go, you know, go interact with the kids. And they're like, oh my, you're my favorite superhero. Aww. Oh, thank you. Where's the others? Can you turn into an animal? Can you do this? Can you do that? And it's like, oh, kid, you're asking too many questions. Move along.
So do you remember what your first Lego set was?
Oh, boy. First Lego set, I don't remember the part. I don't remember the kit number, the part number for it, but it was a city fire truck back in like 1998 or something like that. That was a while ago. That was... back before everything kind of went super duper big. All the kits looked really, really like modern. It was, at that time, it was still the really classic, like, you know, this block is here, this block is there. You know, your fire truck is a rectangle with a ladder on it, not something that actually looks like a modern day fire truck.
Yeah,
it was that sort of thing.
Yeah, because I just remember getting this huge thing of Legos with no instructions and just like
built.
And it was kind of cool. I mean, it was really cool. And now I'm like, you know, go over to my friend David's house every once in a while, and his like son has instructions how to build this little tiny car, and it's like it's really complicated. I'm like, is this the Kia store or the Lego? And I'm like, wow, but it's cool though. I definitely like it. So yeah,
that's actually really that was kind of the first set I got. And then I had had that. I'd had a couple of those Bionicle sets. Those were really just action figures.
Yeah.
And then I had the big tub. You know, you get 500 blocks and you sit there and you build whatever. I think I had like two or three minifigures at the time. And then as I got a little bit older, the first kit I actually bought when I got back into Lego was a Star Wars kit that was, I think it was a pack of assassin droids. And I'm just like, I have no idea what this is. This is cool. And I'm like, I've never seen these. Like, I rewatched. Was it episode 5 or 6, whichever one IG-88 was in first? I'm oh, that's the guy. Okay. And then I ended up getting into the Clone Wars TV series at the same time. That rekindled my love for Star Wars. You know, kind of it was dormant, but that made me a big fan. And
cool.
I haven't shut up about it since. So
what's the biggest kit you've ever built?
Biggest one that I've ever biggest one I currently own or biggest one I've ever built?
Biggest one you've ever built.
Biggest one I've ever built was probably it was a Lego Technic set. It was like a gigantic front end loader, like a Volvo or something. You could add like an RC motor into it, and you could have a little controller, and you could move it, you could move the bucket, you could make it steer, you could you make it go forward and backwards and everything. That one was a couple thousand parts. That was a while ago. That was a birthday present, long time back. Biggest one I currently own is still sitting in the box. It's Lego Movie 2 Apocalypseburg. Got a wicked sweet deal on clearance on that one. I kind of have a stack. How big is it? I have a stack of unbuilt kits sitting in my Lego room that's roughly at least 4 foot tall. So
wow.
Yeah.
Your Lego stack kind of rivals my To Be Red stack.
My Lego stack and my like To Be Built model kit stack. They're both right there.
So yeah, if you got stuck inside, you would have things to do. It's basically
for hurricanes or blizzards or whatever. I
have several Lego kits, but we never had a place to properly display them in this house, so I haven't opened them yet with the hopes that in the next place that we would actually have display space. Because the thing that broke my heart the most was when we had to move from our previous place to this location, which was an upgrade, don't get me wrong, but I had to take apart my Lord of the Rings Lego set. And I was just like, that, first of all, and I'm keeping this G-rated, but I had come home, so that was a gift while I was recovering from a medical procedure that I had, and I was given really good pain drugs. And my friend Danny came over, and I tell this story quite often, but I was just so happy on the drugs. And he was telling me from the directions what I had to do. And he'd be like, look for the gray one with the 2 on it. And I'd hold it up and I'd be like, is this got 2 on it? And he's like, no, that has 4. So, so it took me a while to get that done. And also, it was a really happy memory because I do not take drugs not prescribed to me, so that was a unique experience that I don't have.
Yay, I see unicorns.
I did, and I ate a lot of chili. But anyway, it was a... But I love that set. But also, I kind of feel like... So my very first set was a set that I had gotten when I was a kid and had been in the hospital, and somebody... I know that sounds like a trend, but
it is.
Yeah.
Matt, you're gonna end up in the doghouse tonight.
No, it's true. But it was a hospital set.
And so you're in the hospital. We're gonna give you this hospital Legos.
No, I came home from the hospital. And that
did
was
you
the
miss the hospital? Here's the hospital.
Build a middle. Yeah.
Inception.
It's Legoception.
But this was again similar to what you said. The old original set. So you know things were very square. There were no curved pieces or anything like you see now. There were not the little leaf pieces and stuff like that. It was all very flat, but. The best part was that green building mat, because you could build anything on that mat without it falling apart on you, because the worst part was trying to build things without a base to stick it to.
Those things, they're actually called base plates. Yes. So you're,
and those
there
base,
you go.
And those, I know, I've looked up the base plates since, because my sister got a Smurf kit when she came to live with us, but it didn't come with a base set, and I was the older sister trying to help her build it, and there were many bad words said as I was trying to help build it, because there was nothing to hold it to.
Smurf it.
There wasn't a base set. But also, you know, the thing with the Smurf set, and I appreciate it, and it's similar with the Lord of the Rings set, was that once you built it, that was kind of it. But with this hospital set, because it was all just standard pieces, you could take it apart and build it 27 other ways, you know? And I love the little windows and the doors that came with it and everything like that. And I would just put together like, oh, I'll make two houses on the mat, or I'll make three, or, you know, I'll make just this huge truck, you know? So it really lended to your creativity for sure.
That's one thing that actually... You see a lot of people within the. I'm going to throw out another slang term here. I'm what's considered an AFOL in the LEGO community. It's AFOL, adult fan of LEGO.
Okay.
And there's teen fans of LEGO, TFOL. There's kid fan of LEGOs, KFOL. And there's all sorts of different things, but within the adult community and everything, there a common challenge people like to take. The like really useless pieces, something that was considered, you know, Lego. It's like one of those things where it's like Lego gives you this part. It's literally only made to hold rubber bands and and then probably thrown away after that. But as someone who likes Lego, you throw it in your bin anyway, even though there's no physical way that it can connect to anything. It doesn't. You can't put a block on it. You can't put a plate on it, or it has no studs. And yet you see people turn them into spaceships, or you see, you know, or you see somebody use one of my favorite ones I've seen. Someone, they're in like newer kits, everything like larger kits. Lego actually gives you a tool. It's called brick separator, and if you put something together wrong, you can use that to pop the piece off without stressing the part and without killing your hand. So that's the thing that when I was a kid,
you ended up with one little one that had like a little where you stuck the knife and
not even before I learned, I used precision screwdrivers before I had one of these, and and then before that it was my teeth. So nothing like, it's like, oh crap, there's this one, I have this gigantic base plate that's half the size of my body. Oh no, there's one piece left on it, and I can't get it with a knife. Let me hold this up and see if I can try to pry
just
it off.
Nod off, yeah.
Yeah, it worked.
But then you break a tooth out, and then you can build a partial with the Legos.
Exactly, exactly.
Sorry. That's how my mind works.
Do you remember your first Lego set or any Lego set you've
made? I was never really into Legos until I had nieces and nephews who had Lego sets, and then I would steal them from them and just build stuff. But it was always just the big tubs of Legos.
Yeah.
So I would just build whatever the heck was in my head.
Yeah, the first time I realized there was a Lego store, I remember the first Lego store was announced versus... you had to buy it, you know, at Target or Kmart or whatever existed at the time. And you could go in and just buy whatever pieces you wanted to. And that just overwhelmed me. I was like, I don't know what
it's like.
Want.
It looks like a candy store.
It does.
It's
got bins
I can tell you that it is, because every time I go into the Lego store, doesn't matter if it's Concord, South Park, or if I'm in, you know, if I'm in Raleigh and it's the Crabtree Valley Mall or if I'm out of state and I go to someone, it's the same feeling. You go in and the first thing I go to, it's not looking at all the sets, because I can get most of those anywhere. There's some that are Lego store specific, or like you either have to buy them online direct from Lego or you have to go into their store and do it.
Okay.
Others, well, you can get anywhere. So that's not a big deal. Well, I make a beeline right to the back of the store, and there's a gigantic parts wall, and it is, like Carol said, it's a kid in the candy store, and whenever I go there, I'm like, I'm not going to spend any money. And then I look, I'm like, ooh, I need this, and I need this, and I need this. And then, because the big bin of parts is, it's $15 to fill as much as you can in that container.
Oh, neat.
And it's if you look at the prices, and actually, if you can get the right stuff in the pick-a-brick walls that they have, it's actually, you know, it's miles and miles cheaper than it would be, because you can do the same exact thing and order part by part directly from Lego.
Okay.
And, you know, there's stuff that there might be 3 cents for this piece, 3 cents for that piece, and you're all that gets added up, you know. So, hey, I want 100 of this 3 cent part. Oh, there's $3. You know, and it starts adding up.
Okay.
Well, if you can fit all this stuff at the Lego store, you've only got $15 in it. And like, I think my best haul, I managed to store away like $120 worth or something like that. Straight from that was what Lego would have charged, and I got it straight from the store. So that's kind of an art within itself.
So do you find yourself building in the bucket just to make it fit better?
Yes.
You didn't even hesitate.
No. I spend more time. I do a quick sweep. I'm like, ooh, okay, I need this, and this. And then I spend 45 minutes to an hour standing there putting pieces together just so I can fit it inside. And what most of the time happens is, you know, they put tape on them to secure it anyway. But when you put the lid on it and it physically does not close and they have to wrap it in packing tape, that's how you know you've done good.
Yeah. So what do you think of Lego Masters? Have you had a chance to see it?
I got the chance to see the first episode. Okay. I actually know a couple of the builders that are on there.
Because
through doing the stuff online, I've gotten to watch a lot. You know, I've seen a lot of really, really good builders. I've seen people who've gotten hired on, but from Lego to become, to Lego to be set designers, and you know, I've seen a lot of people within this community. You know, it's just an online thing, but you know, it's a really tight knit group. You know, it's like, oh hey, I see this guy who lives in England. I see him post his stuff all the time. Like, Lego has this thing called Lego Ideas, and you can submit a fan. You know, fans can create their own sets. If they hit 10,000 votes, it goes up to a panel review that Lego does, and then what they do is they pick what the next set's going to be. And like example, it's been a while since I've been in the community online, so names escape me, but I don't remember the guy's screen name or anything, but he created a Lego bird set. It got 10,000 votes. It got picked by Lego. So this guy was just doing it in his free time, you know, in his garage basically. Huh. And now he has an official Lego set to his name.
Wow.
But going back to the Lego Masters thing, the two that I've seen, I don't remember what they're calling them on the show, but Tyler and Amy Kleitz. Tyler goes by the Legoholic online. I've been a fan of his builds really since I got into it, and he has a very specific style of like doing characters. They've always got really big cartoonish eyes. He's got some projects up on the Lego Ideas site. He's got an amazing backlog of creations that he's done over the years. And he and his wife actually, you know, they both share the love for Lego, and they ended up making it onto the show. Now,
wow.
This is just my personal opinion on the show. uh-huh. yeah. So it was a very, very fun watch. I liked watching what they created and everything. And the whole thing about the 15-hour like time limit that they're given, you that's basically enough time to get one massive thing done, and then you scab the rest of it together. Because there are times where I work on something, and maybe it's like a example, I had built a model of the space shuttle, and I spent 2.5 weeks working on that, just the single ship. These guys, these guys had 15 hours to build a gigantic amusement park. So, but my biggest, I don't want to say gripe with it, but kind of my biggest critique was you could tell that it's the Hollywood thing, because like there's a lot of people, there's a lot of very eccentric people in the Lego community. I mean, I'm here. I paint myself green on the weekends, but, which that's I have my own nicknames in the Lego community because of that. So, but the biggest thing I was just like, oh wow, these people are really playing up these characters.
Oh okay,
I'm just gonna fast forward the interviews where they're doing this. I'm just gonna watch the building.
I got you. Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's that sort of thing where it's just like, I get that it's a game show. I get that it's reality TV, and I absolutely love it. And it was super, super cool. It definitely, it's on Hulu and everything like that. If you miss the first replay, I don't remember when it comes on Fox, but it's. For me, it was like, oh sweet, I know these people, this is cool. And like, they show just everything in the background, and going back to the two that I recognize, Tyler and Amy, I look and they have a chicken that they had built for their part of the amusement park, and I could see it in the eyes. It's like, oh yep, that Tyler built that. Like, there are sometimes you'll find people who have just like that certain style. They might, you know, like how artists have a certain style, or writers have a certain prose that they go with. Similar thing, and a lot of people within the Lego community, you could, and I use this term myself, say that you are an artist. Lego is just a sculpture. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a media. Yeah, for me, I like to say, I work with Lego and I use them for sculpture, and that's one thing you can do.
There's some people work in clay, some people work in Lego.
Yeah, exactly. And there's all sorts of stuff. If you go to one of these big Lego conventions, you'll see there's people who build gigantic mosaics. You know, where they recreate something that's I'm blanking on the guy's name. He did the pop art.
Andy Warhol.
Yeah, I've seen I've seen people do like one-to-one recreations of Andy Warhol stuff.
Whoa.
in Lego. I've seen people do like self-portraits, and I've seen all sorts of really cool things. One of my favorite ones that is just, it's a generic style I've seen a bunch of people do, and I don't know how they do it, if it's with a computer or how, but there's a really cool mosaic thing I've seen where it had Anakin Skywalker and Darth Vader. If you looked at it, it's one big panel. If you look at it directly forward, it looks like just a mash of brown, black, and red tiles, and doesn't really make any sense. You walk off to the left, and you look at it, and it's Anakin Skywalker.
Oh.
Then you walk to the right, and it's Darth Vader. It just depends on the angle that you're looking at it. And like, how people come up with stuff like that is beyond me. I can't do anything like that. I'm lucky if I can put together a spaceship in a week or something, and then that's something small that might be a couple hundred pieces. There are people like within the local community here. There's one guy named is Phil Udy. He lives in Mint Hill, and he has these things called Great Ball Contraptions. It's basically a Rube Goldberg machine built completely out of Lego.
Oh my gosh.
And all they do is move a ball from point A to point B, but they're in like the most wackiest ways possible. You might have a conveyor belt that lifts it up to a robotic arm, and the robotic arm picks it up and puts it on a train. The train brings it over to somewhere else, then it hits a sensor, and that goes up. And it's that sort of thing. And people all around the country build stuff like that. And it's super duper cool. I could go on all day about that stuff. I'll cut that short.
So what kind of things could people expect to see at the Muggles Market 2 that you guys will be bringing?
So we're still kind of trying to figure that out. We don't really have a set theme that we're working on right now. what I do know, some of the stuff that I have some like small like sci-fi like robots, like mecha. So you know, things that you'll see maybe from some anime or you know, just I love building pop culture. So I have, you know, I'll build characters from this or I'll build the spaceship from that. And you'll see some of that. There's going to be some town layouts. There's going to be, I think, one of the other members, one of my friends, Milo. Hello, Milo.
Hi, Milo.
He's, I think he's currently working on a ninja, something with the Ninjago line. He's working on building a very, very large expansion upon an already large set. He's doing like a whole city. There's another guy that's going to be with us, Andrew from university, I think. Could be wrong area, but I think he does town stuff. He's gonna have some buildings there and everything. So you're gonna have all sorts of cool things.
Nice.
It is gonna be a little bit of a smaller display because we're with the local group. It's kind of, you know, there's maybe like 12 to 15 of us around the Charlotte area who are in contact and everything. Whereas like the Raleigh group has like 50 to 60. And what they can do is they can put together a large display and they can have, you know, they can have trains, they can have a gigantic city, they can have a gigantic UFO coming down
but
and destroying the city.
But it's still going to be
cool. Well, yeah,
oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be absolutely awesome.
Because I can only build like a wall. With my brick.
Well, I think there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Everyone starts somewhere.
That's right.
Matt, what's the word I'm looking for here? You are not in the dark age. There's a term within the Lego community, like when you basically you put the Lego back into storage, or you know, like, family life is getting in the way. Let me put these away, and the stuff goes into a box.
For the record, I'm the one in the family that has the Legos, not the man. So
okay,
she's good.
I'm gonna apologize to Joey.
She's bought me Lego sets
also,
too. So
you notice the Lego bookends, and where's your Lego mug? I got him a Lego.
I see that actually behind over there, behind
and
you.
And then the light switches Lego. So.
Oh, yeah. She buys me Legos. She's my Lego pusher.
I am. I'm a doper. So are you going to have any interactive Legos there, or are they all going to be displays?
Most of what we have is going to be display. Now, we'll have some stuff. Now, a lot of the stuff that we do build, it's going to depend. So, for example, Milo builds stuff that the kids can really interact with, and he puts play features in them. His central thing is he makes everything like a set. So basically, you know, he might build a ninja temple or something like that, and you press this little button or you pull this hidden pin, and the trap springs or the wall opens up. So he puts in play features to his stuff, and there's all sorts of little Easter eggs and everything. I've got some of the stuff I do. Most of my stuff is on a smaller scale and is kind of fragile to touch, but I do have some things that are built sturdy that the kids can handle and take a look at. Now,
okay.
As far as, you know, down on the ground playing with it and everything, won't be any of that. But
oh, no, I meant maybe you might bring some bins of bricks. But if you don't, I may provide you with that. So
I was going to say, I don't think I have any bins. Most of my bins of bricks have went into my collection. there was one point I probably had about 50 to 75 pounds of unsorted Lego. Ooh. And as I moved into a new house back in July with my loving fiance, and we're getting married here in a couple of months, but
will it be a Lego wedding?
We were going to try and get a little Lego Han and Leia to put on the cake, and like, oh, this is gonna be great, this is gonna be great, and then both of our parents are just like, why? So we're like, oh.
Wedding, though.
we had Funko Pops as our centerpiece for every table. So do what makes you happy.
We actually,
we were also in our 40s. So our parents didn't really have influence over our
They weren't
choices.
Paying, so yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they did donate, but they did not pay.
But not the whole thing.
Yeah. We're doing guinea pigs for ours. So that's funny story. My pickup line, my wingman to her was my I have a guinea pig. His name is Oreo, and he's black and white. I adopted him, and I worked at a pet store. She lived down the street, and we knew each other for a couple of, for like a year or two, and then I just said, we're talking and everything, and I said, hey, do you want to come over to my house to meet my guinea pigs? And, well, we went out that night, and it was a date. And she surprised
guinea pigs for the win.
That little guy is my wingman. I'm going to cry.
Love it. Oh, Beast Boy, that's perfect.
that's actually another one of the reasons why I like doing Beast Boy so much. I have a massive love for animals, and just... that character just represented so much of me. That's all that was.
Cool.
So if somebody wanted to find out more information about the North Carolina Lego user group, I said it correctly.
Yeah,
good job.
I've now cursed myself for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
How would they find you?
So,
or them?
So we have a central Facebook page that I do believe that's mainly ran by some of the folks out in Raleigh. We have a Facebook, so it's a Facebook page, and from there we have a Facebook group where you can get in contact with us or anything. And then from there, if you're someone within the local community that wants to start doing displays, wants to be a part of the club, you can ask around, and we have a group chat forum through the Slack app client. It's just like instant messaging and everything.
Yeah.
It works out really well. We used to use Yahoo groups, and that was that was not fun.
That's painful, because then you're getting a message that you've got a message. You have to log back in.
Slack is so much nicer, but yeah. That's how you can keep in contact, like, with everybody else within the group. Here in the Charlotte area, we are actually working now. I don't recall the days, but at the South Park Mall Lego store, they have a thing down there where they're called AFAL days, so Adult Fan of Lego Days, where, everyone can kind of go in. We're going to, I think it's like special deals, do this, do that. And they do four of those a year or something. One, they just had one back in January. I unfortunately missed because I had work. But what the group is working on now, thanks to this fellow Andrew Mackey, he is currently working with the South Park Lego store. We're supposedly going to be getting a display space actually in the store. So in the Lego store, they have these little cubbies off in the wall where they put the kits on display, or they'll build a little scene with the minifigures. This guy's surfing, or, you've got the Marvel, like the Marvel one, you got Iron Man and Thor fighting Thanos over here, and it's, but what they're doing is they're going to give us one of these cubbies. So our group can basically do like a collective build. So if we decide, it's springtime, let's build a little, let's build a little park scene. Let's build, the new Star Wars movie comes out, let's build something Star Wars-y. Let's do, really, it's kind of everyone comes together, builds a little thing for it. It all goes on display for a month or however long the time frame is. And it's just something cool the store does. So that's the main thing right now. We're working with the South Park store and everything on that. Andrew, thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrew.
So the Lego store really is kind of our main meeting point. You'll find on our Slack message forum and everything.
I'm sorry, I had a total Jay and Silent Bob moment where it's like they're just sitting out there outside the Lego store.
That's what we do. I remember my very first meeting. I didn't know where to go or anything like that. I walk in, I'm this teenager, like, oh, okay, what am I gonna do? And then there's just this collective group of 40 to 50 year old men standing there, just all talking about Lego, and I'm like, am I in the right place? And I go up to the store manager, and he goes, Oh yeah, they're right over there. Yeah, they're just go back into that room. Yeah, everybody's back there. Ah. It's like, oh, I'm gonna go into the back room. Oh boy, this. I'm like, oh, this isn't G rated. and I walk in there, and it's just and it's people from, you know, from age like 16 to 75, and they're all in there with trains and robots and cars and, you know, buildings, all sorts of cool stuff that they brought from home to show everybody. And so really we're working right now to get a central meeting place.
Okay.
You can go onto the Facebook page to join the group and everything like that, to try and get active within the community.
Cool.
You can join the Slack if you want to do the local Charlotte stuff. Right now there's only a handful of us around Charlotte that are trying to do a bunch. So
the more the merrier.
The more the merrier. Because the Charlotte group, we used to have roughly 30 people. And then our meeting place was the Concord Mills Lego store. Yeah. And they ended up remodeling the store. And unfortunately, we lost the classroom where we – that was our back room. Due to the store remodel, we ended up losing our meeting space, which was not a big deal. We're like, oh yeah, we'll just do it here. We'll just do it there. And just everybody just got so busy with life that we just,
that's what happens.
The group here in Charlotte just kind of fell away. And so we're all getting back together. It's been a couple of years, and we've got some familiar faces coming back and everything. And there's a lot of new people within the community and everything.
Cool.
The main thing, you know, like we said, Lego Masters, the Lego Movie, the Ninjago stuff, Lego Batman. There's so much of this that's come out in the past few years that people who a few years ago, you know, it was like, oh, I didn't know there was a Lego community. I didn't know that people did this. Now there's a reality TV show about what I do as a hobby. So, hey, awesome. The more the merrier. And so, yeah, just I think it's facebook.com/NCLUG, or you can just type in North Carolina Lego Users Group on whatever search engine you choose, and the stuff will pull up.
And there will be a link in the show notes. So check the show notes.
And that'll work too.
Yeah. But that is awesome. So we are so excited to have you be part of Muggles Market too. We're very excited about that. Make sure to check out Kyle on NC Lug on Facebook and in the show notes.
And when is Muggles Market 2?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. It is coming up. So Muggles Market 2 is going to be part of Saga Conference. Now, you do have to have a paid ticket for Saga Conference, but the Muggles Market is free. We just ask that you bring a canned good or non-perishable food item for Second Harvest Food Bank. You know, that's just our standard. If you forget food, that's okay. You can always make a cash donation. Everybody who brings a food item can get a raffle ticket. We'll be giving out hourly prizes. So we'll be giving out prizes at 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then you have to leave. You have to go home. But that'll be both Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the Lego room will be open. It'll be right next to the big market. So that's March 7th and 8th. March 7th and 8th of 2020.
All right.
And you can find out more about that by going to sagaconference.com, or you could just search for Muggles Market 2 on Facebook. We do have an event group page, and I'll add the NC Lug group so you guys can share it as well. So
awesome. That'll be, as I say, we're absolutely looking forward to it. Yeah. And I know everyone here within the local Lego community is absolutely stoked for it, because we haven't had an event since Imagicon last year. So so we're kind of itching to get out of the house.
And we're giving you a whole room.
I can't wait to see it. It's going to be so fun.
Cool. So, yeah, we'll give you a whole room to set up and show off your stuff. Sure, that'll be good. Yeah. So, well, thank you so much, Kyle, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Please, and thank you to Oreo and your fiance for letting you out for the evening.
She let me out of the house tonight.
Thank you, Danny. Love you, Danny. So, so make sure you come and check it out, and we will see you on March 7th and 8th, if not before.
Probably see me before.
I probably will, just in case. So, all right. Well, thank you. Final thoughts. Good.
Everybody. We're good.
Let's build Lego.
You've been listening to Guardians of the Geekery. Find us on the web at guardiansofthegeekery.com and everywhere fine podcasts are found. Support the Charlotte Geeks at patreon.com/charlottegeeks. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure on Guardians of the Geekery.